Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
So today, Yitzchak Hashem, some halachas nogea to tefila b'tzibur. Daven with a minyan. As we know, some of us cannot daven at all with a minyan. Those are the daven with a minyan. The minyanim today are generally pretty mitzumtzum, exact numbers. And when exact numbers, sometimes by Shmon Esrei, we have to wait for some of them. One can be marech very long. The question is, how many do we have to wait for in order to start the Kaddish? Lachatchila, b'di'evid, etc. The Maisa, the various Gemaras describe the Maila of Tfila B'tzibul. There's a Gemara Davovin Brochus that says that if there's Asarim is Baralim, 10 people are davening together, Shechina B'neim, Shechina is with them. Davches is a Maisa over there of Rav Yitzchak told Rav Nachman, why didn't you come to Shul today? And he said that he couldn't do it. He said, well, why don't you try to get a minyan together? He said he didn't want to be matriarch people. These are the Gdolei Yisrael and Kral Yisrael. Nachum was a Gdolei Yisrael. And even so, he didn't want to be matriarch, even a minyan of people for himself, if he couldn't make it to shul. So then he said, well, he should at least daven at the same time as a tzibul. Like it says, Vanitfil Atzil Echor Hashem Eis Rotzen. When is the Eis Rotzen? When is the time that Hashem is forthcoming, his desires are tefillas, b'shasha tefillah misbalim. So the Malsho, and learns from here, and other Acharim learn from other places, there's an important concept to know also. Even if one cannot come to shul, there's something called b'shasha tefillah misbalim. And we'll see the different levels of tefillah b'tefillah. But one of the levels is, if I know that there's a tefillah davening now, and even though I have to be at home, I'm by myself, if I daven at the same time, that's also Eis Ratzon. It's not the same as an individual tefillah. Okay. Now, we're a very interesting Gemara. In the Gemara in Daf Mem Zayin Omid Beis in Brochus. Now, the Gemara there is not talking about a minyan. It's talking about a minyan for Birchas Hamazon, which is not necessarily the same thing. Tefillah v'tzibur and the idea of you need a tzibur for Dovah Shebikdusha. Dovah Shebikdusha is Kaddish, Bohu, Kedusha, Chazar Sashat, Kriya Satoya, Nesir Sapayim of the Quranim, all these things, the Mishnah in Megillah that says that you need 10 people for a Dovah Shebikdusha. Not only 10 people, but it says that the Rambam says it has to be 10 men adults. That's what the Rambam says in the 8th parak of Hilchus Tfila. He says, he says that for every davar shebikdusha, it has to be 10 male adults. We learn it out from v'nikdashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael. Hashem will be mekudesh in front of b'nei Yisrael, and the Gemara makes a drasha toich eida, whole complicated drasha. The bottom line is we learn from the Meraglim, believe it or not, that just like there were 10 miraglim, the evil miraglim were 10. So we learn that just like the evil miraglim were 10, and it says eight over there, and it says eight over here, we learn that from there that over here also, for the din of Mikdash, Tibetah, for Israel, it's in front of 10 people. So this halacha is also learned, by the way, for to give up one's life on Kiddush Hashem, if it's, it says it, but for Hesi, a person has to give up his life for any Aveira, if they're trying to get him to go against the Torah. And that's also 10 people, the same thing. But anyway, in respect to us, Kol Davar Shebikdusha needs 10 male adults. That's what the Gemara says as far as, once again, Davar Shebikdusha. Now, Birchas Hamazon Basara, it is not 100% clear it's the regular din of Davar Shebikdusha. As a matter of fact, the Gemara in Megillah itself, when it's discussing how do we know that you need 10 people for Birchas Hamazon, to say Birchas Hamazon b'shem, and the Gemara says an interesting svara. It says that it's not covered for the shame that it should be said without 10 people. In other words, if we're already saying the Vach Relikenu, that has to be in a Chosh of a Mayim, but you have to have 10 people over there. So the simple reading of Gemara's Mashman is not the regular din of Davos HaBikdusha, some other din of Kovod Hashem, but it's not so simple, which we may get into it. I don't know if we're going to get to it today. But whatever it is, there are two places, like we're saying, for Tefillah you need 10 people, for Kaddish Kedusha, for Davos HaShatz, and for Birch Zamozin you need 10 people also. One is clearly learned from this Nikdash Tivitot of Yisrael, that's the Minyan thing, and the thing of Birch Zamozin is learned out from this thing that's not covered for the Brocha, to say the shame with less than 10 people. Now the Gemara in Brochas Davim Zayin on the base, that Rabbi Yossi says, Kotan Amutal Barisa Mezamnim Alov. Amazing thing. He says that if you have a baby and he is together with 9 people that are eating, he can start to make a 10th man for the Zimun. Now here's clearly talking about Beelzeb Mosin. The Gemara has asked a question, and the Gemara ends up saying that he can't be part of the regular, in other words, he can't have 5 babies or even 3 babies and a few adults. He's not mizam them all of. Sniff is like we make him subordinate, we make him a minor part of 10. Now, this is amazing, it's Kiddush of the Gemara. Rabbi Shimon Levi is telling us that when it says you need 10, it's lav dafka 10, you need 9 plus a baby, it's good enough. Like we said before we said that l'chayra, you should need 10 adults. Here we're saying 9. 9 and a baby is enough. That's also Chiddush, that if we say that, okay, when it says 10, it doesn't mean dafka 10. It's enough to have less than 10. So I would say, okay, if you don't have 10, you need a majority, make it a majority. So it should be enough to have 6 adults and 4 babies. That's clearly doesn't say that. A majority of adults is not enough. You have to have a million of adults. But for some reason, if there's only one missing, then to make a sniff, to complete the million, then in Chanami, one can be mitzaref a cotton. But we have to understand, what is this din? The Gemara afterwards brings another statement of Shubin Levin here, where it gets even more tricky. A story with Rav Shubin Levin. Yeah. If someone wants to make a ha'ara, I'm willing to hear. We have another story of Rav Shubin Levin. And he said that Tisha ve'Eved mitstavim. Before we said that the classic case has to be 10 men adults. Now in Eved, we're talking about Eved Kanani, who has the same status, luckily, as a woman. Because Eved Kanani is only chayav mitzvahs like a woman. He can't be one of the 10. But if he's only one of them, then Enoch Hanami can be mitzvah. Ask the Gemara question, how can you say he's mitzvah? There was a famous Maaseh, Rabbi Eliezer. He came into the shul. He didn't find a minion. And he had his Eved there. And he freed his Eved to be mashlim a minion. An amazing thing. He was willing to give up his Eved just to chap one minion. We see how much the Tanoim, it was dear to them to make a minion. Eved is very valuable. Even so, he gave up his Eved so that he should be able to make this meeting. So Gemara says, if you say that 9 plus an Eved is good the way it is, you don't need all 10 of them, so why did he give up it? Why was he Meshachar his Eved? Let him leave the Eved as an Eved and it will be the 10th man. Just like we said, a baby could be the 10th and an Eved could be the 10th. So what is the Gemara answer? Yeah, they were missing 2. And he had 2 Avodim. And he was Meshachar once, so now they had 9 regular Yisraelim, and they left with 1 Evan. And Achanami, you're allowed to keep an Evan. That's the guy who wants to be Doichik over there. The Koponim over here, we switched from Birz and Mozan to Minyan. And we're saying, basically, the Gemara seems to understand that 9 plus 1, not only does it work for Birz and Mozan, it even works for a Minyan. So this is a very, very.
Situation with Evan. When he free Eved, does Eved have to go through conversion process? How helps that free?
Yeah, he did whatever was necessary. He did a quick conversion. Like nowadays, they have some places they do quick conversions. So, yeah, he has to do the. You asked me a good question. What did he do so quickly that was enough? There are opinions by Eved Kanani that as long as a person is masker him, he's already completely free. You don't have to do anything more than that. It's a discussion. So maybe that's what he held, that as long as he was masker, then he went completely free, and now he's a regular Jew. It's a discussion. That's what you have to say. You're right. We don't see that it took him to a mikveh. Maybe he did.
But one thing, he's assuming that when he's not free, he's sort of not free Jew.
Correct. When he's not free, he has the status of a woman. He can't be a part of the. He can't have a bunch of avodim making up a minion.
And then when he free, he immediately became Jew, right?
Okay. Becomes a full-fledged Jew, right? But the chiddush over here is that the Gemara is saying that even without freeing him, he could be the tenth man.
Question.
I have a question.
Okay. The Rav has said has used the term baby and also a tino.
Baby or an eved. Those are the two things we brought up now.
So a woman would also be mishtarf as well.
You asked a good question. The Gemara doesn't mention that. The Gemara does not mention that. I don't know. The Gemara previously discusses about woman being mishtarf or a zeman. So but it says that even though women can be mezamen independently, but to be together with men, it's not a proper thing to do. So maybe over here also, it's not a proper for men and women to be together. It's not mitzad yoni tznius. But l'chayru, you're right that mitzad the ikur idea, it should be the same thing because an eved has the same status as a woman. But I'm saying, put it as a side problem. It's not the tznius issue that Chazal didn't want the woman to be even the tenth person.
What would be the difference between 8 or 9? Like
that's what I asked. It's a big question. What is the difference between 8 and 9? We know the concept of Rov, and it's more than that. There's a famous line of the Briska Rov, the Chaim Briska, and others. They say, Moshe Feinstein has, and this is true also, the general concept of why don't we just say Rov? Later, the Gemara says even more than that. The Gemara says, if you have 9 that look like 10, then it's Taras. That's like the most amazing thing in the world. 9 that look like 10. Since when do we go by looks? The Gemara even has a machlekes. What does it mean they look like 10? Does it mean that they're bunched together and then it's hard to count them, so it looks like a whole bunch of people? Or it means when they're separated apart and then it's harder to count them? But that's something like, we never heard of such a thing. So as far as the rov is concerned, you say, well, we have a rov of a minion. Maybe it's enough to have 6 people. So that they say, important you say, when the Torah or Chazar require a certain number, we can't say, well, if I have rov, I have the number. For example, a mikveh has to be 40 so. So you can say, okay, it's enough to have 21 so, and it can be tovel in 21 so. No, it required 40. You can't go even one drop less than that, because that is the number the Torah required. If you need a revius for a cup that holds the kiddush, it has to have the full revius. You can say, no, I have a cup that has 3/4 of revius. It should work me din roiv. Roiv has to be that I have the entire thing, and I'm doing something with the majority of it. That and Hanami Rov helps. For example, if I have to drink this cup, so the cup is a full revius, is it considered that I drank the cup by drinking roiv of it? That's what we say, yes. Because, once again, I have the full amount that I need. The question is, did I do an act of drinking to this cup? Yes, when you do an act of drinking to rove the cup, considered you drank the cup. Or the simonim by shchita, you have to shecht the 2 simonim, the windpipe and the food pipe. If you shecht the rove of them, it's also good enough. Why? Because once again, you did an act of shchita and rove of them, it's considered you shecht this animal. But if you start off with only rove, and you need a certain number, I have to eat a kezias. And I only eat rove of the kezias. I didn't eat the shear, the Torah said. So for here, the Chazal is saying that a minion has to be 10 people. You can't say that if I have rove of a minion, I have a minion. I have a minion. I don't have. I don't know what Chazal said. Now, there is a different case, which we'll discuss later. I'll just bring it up briefly, so we'll see the comparison also. When I have 10 people, so I have a full minion, over there we say that, okay, I have a minion. Like we said before, if I have only 7, I don't have rove minion. I don't have a minion. The game didn't start. Now, what happens if I have 10 people, 6 of them have to daven now, and 4 of them are just going to stand over there, and they're going to be, even though they damned already, and they're going to listen to the Chazar HaShas, let's say. So here we could hear that a Rov would help, because here's different. Because here I do have a minion. I have 10 people over here. So the question is that, are they all mechuyev now to hear Chazar HaShas? Only 6 out of the 10. That could be that since I have 6 out of 10, that's considered that I have the full amount, and 6 out of 10 is considered that I have a choshev amount of this minion that is a mechuyev. Mitzad a mechuyev sheboy, it could be it's enough. But the problem with us looking here is we're not talking about when I have 10 people, and the question is how many are mechuyev or not, so it's considered that there's a roiv tzibur shayach to this. Here, we're missing one of the people. So like you asked before, that manashach, inasmuch as we say that rov doesn't help over here because you have to have the minimum amount, and then discuss how many are mechuyev, how many are not mechuyev. But over here that I don't have the 10 bechlal, so what's this whole business of sniflas? That is what this Gemara is saying, a tremendous kiddush. So, and I said, like I said, there's even an opinion that holds it, it's enough that they look like 10. So, the Maisa, the Gemara goes through all of this in another case, and the Gemara says, has a tzar that even if you need 3 for Zeman, if you have 2 Tamidei Chachomim that are saying over Divrei Torah to one another, then it's as if you have 3 people. That the Gemara says, you're missing the 3rd person. Or there's a tzar in the Gemara, they have 9 people plus the Oren Kodesh. That's Mitzdarif. The Gemara of Nachman asks, Oren is a Gavra. There's some places they think if you give a child a hold of Chumash, that makes him into a 10th person. But in the Gemara here you see, in the Rishonim here you see, that's the holding the Chumash doesn't make a difference. They discuss the matter, but the Maisa, after everything said and done, we have these different opinions that are very Mechudishtik. Now, after the whole Gemara is finished, the Gemara says, Les Hilchus Ekul Cholani Shmaitse. We don't have to break our head over this sugya because it says Aloha is not like this whole sugya. In other words, the Gemara seems to be saying that we don't pass him that way. That this baby and the Eved and they look like 9 is not enough. You need 10 people. But the Gemara does say that we do pass him like Rav Nachman that says Kotan Hayudeh Lemi Mevolchim Ezam Nolov. So the Gemara seems to end up as a baby is not good. Now we switched. From before we were talking about both Zimun and Tefillah, and now we're talking about Dafka Zimun. By Birsa Mosin, the Gemara says, if you have a Kotan who is smart enough, he knows who he's davening to, he understands the concept of Birsa Mosin, and he knows what he's saying, then such a Kotan could be part of the 10 people. That's what the Gemara says. So, L'chay, if we take the Gemara as is, the Gemara seems to be saying, babies cannot be mitzdarif, avodim cannot be mitzdarif, if it looks like a 9, it's not a good, you need 10. For Zimun, it's enough that part of the 10 people are these Ketanim that do not know who the Mezamen. Now, Lemaisa, that's a simple reading of Gemara. When it comes to the Halacha, it gets more complicated. Why? The Tosis, the Rishonim bring the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, when the Gemara says the Halacha is not like all these Shmaises, it didn't mean not like all of them. Because the Gemara Betzim splits them up with this. And the bottom line is, what Rabbeinu Tam says, that even though 9 that look like 10 and Oren, Kodesh, and all these other things, 2 people talking Halacha, we don't pass them like those ones. But the initial statement of Shub and Levi that says a baby is Mitzdarif, we do pass them that way. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. So one of the Rishonim of the Met holds that if you have 9 people plus a baby, it's Mitzdarif. And he says that not only for Birch HaMozen, because we saw before, by the case of the Ever, the Gemara compared Birch HaMozen to making a minion for davening. So it says, not only for Birchus HaMozen, for davening, if you have 9 people, plus a baby even, the baby can be part of the minion. Now, obvious question is, like we're saying, how in the world could a baby be one of the 10 people? So, truth is, Tosafot Rosh says an amazing thing. 1 second. I'll be back in a second. I'll just bring it. I thought I had it in front of me.
Is there anybody that says the baby has to have a baby boy?
The rabbi just, he stood up for a bit. Reb Avram, he went to, yeah.
Taisa's Rosh, and the Mordechai brings it also partially, but not as clear, says like this. What is this idea of his baby being the ninth person? First of all, we said, the L'chaya, minyan, you need 10. 9 is not 10. What's the difference if you have 9 person in Kodesh or 9 in a baby? A baby's not a man. Yeah. And number two, we asked, if you want to say the Kodesh for some reason here, you don't need 10, so go by the majority. Where this number of 1? So the methodology of Shubin Levi was, you make him a sniff. You make him an addendum, an addition, subordinate. And the question is, what's going on? We're talking about a baby that's not even involved. He's not saying anything. So the Tosafot Rosh asks like this. He says that one cracker. Where did it go? Yeah. He says there's a Gemara. It's a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara really is a Gadita. It says, Kol be'asor shchina shagi. That lashon is a Gemara in Sanhedrin where there was a min, a non-believer that came to Rav Gamliel and said that he had a question on him. He said that you hold that every time you have 10 people, the Shekhinah is Shoira on those 10 people. So he says, you have so many groups of 10 people. How many Shekhinahs do you have? You're supposed to have only one God. Yeah, that was his question. So Rav Gamliel showed him, I don't remember exactly, but it was something with the sun, that he was in a certain place and the sun shined on the place and it made it very, very light. So he said, no, how many suns can there be? If just in this little place the sun is making light. So what about all those other places? Well, there was. There's one source, which is shaft to all the places. Now, call upon him. The lashon of the Gemara there is, Kol be'asara shchina shairi. He says, we mentioned before that the source of the minyan is from Nikdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael. Hashem will become Kodesh together when there's a Kaal of B'nei Yisrael together. So he says, Achidish, the Kol Be'asor, Shechina Shaye, and we learn that from Nikdashti B'toich B'nei Yisrael, Lo'ishno G'doylem Lo'ishno K'nanim, Karina B'toich B'nei Yisrael. That's what it doesn't say clearly in the Pasuk, they have to be G'doylem. It says in the Pasuk, they have to be B'nei Yisrael. So, what is the idea? So they're saying like this. The etzem, it's not the ikidin that you need 10 people for Nikdash Tibetos and Yisrael, even Ketanum can be. But if you remember, we mentioned before, there's another issue when you're mentioning the name of Hashem, and it should be done in a mechubadika fashion. That which you need, Gedolim, that's because of that element of, it should be mechubadik. That Chazal felt that as long as you have the basic 10 for the Ashras Ashrina, the Mokum of this Tvila, of this Mokum of this Dosha Bekdusha. For the issue of COVID, as long as it's close to 10, you have 9 plus a sniff of a cotton, that's good enough for the COVID of the COVID Ashrina, of the COVID of the COVID Hashem Hashem. And that's what he says, that's a pshat in the thing. So now we understand this Chiddush. We asked that lechayra, if you need 10, so 9 plus 1 is not 10. 9 plus not 1. 9 plus somebody that's not a mechuyev is nothing. Now we're saying a tremendous chiddush that the etzem it's at the ikedin of davar shebikdusha and the chenamik katan should be part of it. So we do have 10. Just as any of COVID, for COVID it's enough that it's close to 10 and you have one little one as a sniff. That already is a minor difference, and that these opinions held, that's enough.
There's two questions. Number one, when you said cotton, it's everybody below 13, right? It is who's
correct. Cotton. Correct, exactly. Below 13.
Number two, the practical thing, in our shul, we never start with 9 in cotton.
Correct. So the reason why we don't do that is because this is Rabbeinu Tam's opinion. And we do not pass on the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam split up the Gemara. He said, when the Gemara said, we don't pass on like all these Gemaras, he said that's a Gemara, there's like three cases right before that. But this case of the cotton is way before that. It's like another five lines before that, and there's a story in between. He says, when we say we don't pass like this business of the cotton, like these previous cases, it's not going on the cotton. The cotton is yes, mitzvah. But Lamaisa, the Ri, and the Rosh, and Lamaisa, the Rambam, in respect to Tefillah, to for Chazar Hashatz and those in Kedusha, he paskins also not like that Gemara. That in respect to Tefillah al Koponim, we don't hold this business of a cotton could be mitzvahs. We have to have all gedolim. So Maisa, like Michael's pointing out, that practically speaking, we do not rely on that because the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass in like that opinion. He passes that we have to have 10 gedolim. Yeah, somebody told me that he was with a Choshev Rav out of town, and they Maisa only had 9 people plus a cotton, and he was Samech to misstaff them. Okay, that was a decision of that. The Rav over there was a Talmud Chochem. He felt that Kanarea, there was a need to make the minyan. If there won't be a minyan, people wouldn't daven at all. Whatever it is, no, is a Tas Yochid. Sometimes a Shas Atrak is what to rely on. But under normal conditions, the Psak of the Ramah is we do not take the cotton to account at all. Yeah.
That cotton presumably has to be a boy cotton.
What?
It has to be a male.
Yeah.
It has to be a male because it just said teen up the whole time. Just said teen up. Teen up didn't say what? Male, female, child?
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Pashas is talking about a male, yeah. But a couple of that's not, now. So you're asking, so what am I dragging everybody a cup with this whole shiur about something which ends up not to be Nogeta Alocha Bichlal? So, first of all, it's a nice sugya. It's a very interesting sugya. And we came out with this big chiddush of a better time's understanding that Be'etzem Nigdatsi B'tos Bnei Yisrael is even the Shechina's Shori, even on Ketanim, that are not even holding by davening, they're just there. There's another chiddush for you. Because there's a discussion. If you remember, we mentioned before, the Gemara in Davov and Brocha says that, the Gemara Davov says that 10 people that daven Shechina is Shoyer Aleim. There's Ashura Shechina with 10 people. Now, the Lashon of the Gemara said, Asura Misparalim. L'chaya, it cannot fit in this thing of 9 plus a tinuk to mean 10 people davening. That tinuk is not davening. So it must mean anachanami, it's something else. Back in Gemara talking about when 10 people are davening. That is a higher madrega of a tefillah that actually 10 people are davening. But here we're talking about this din of nikdashti b'tos b'nei Yisrael. When I have a quorum of 10 people together, then Hashem also has a certain level of kedusha. It's not that same level of 10 people davening, but it's enough for one to be able to say kaddish, kedusha, bochul, chazor hashatz, called davar shebekedusha, according to this opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, even though one of them is a cotton. Yeah. So basically, so far we have these two madrigas. We have the madriga of the entire tzibur davening. That's a very powerful tefila. Then we have 9 plus a baby, which is a v'chal hola shaylan halocha, and that discussion is, does it fill the requirement for the din of 10 people for Dovah Shebekdusha, She'ein Dovah Shebekdusha, Pochus Me'asor? Yeah. So, let's try to get to one more point. We have some time. Yeah, we have another 2 minutes or so. And next time we'll go right to, but just some halacha lemaisa out of this is like this. There's a whole discussion. What about another case? You want to start Chazor Hashatz? Or you want to say, we have 2 cases really. We have cases, either you want to start Chazor Hashatz, or you want to start Bochel, like by Meiriv. Not Bochel, you're Kaddish. After Shmon Esher by Meiriv, you say Kaddish. And you're waiting for the minion. You have 9 people that finished, and one person still in the middle of Shmon Esher. Can we take him into account or not? So here's a whole big discussion. So, Lemaisa, there's a Maril, which is based on a Maram, a Sebi Kiddush. They say, they were asked the Shaila, that if one of the persons is doubting, so he's really not in tune with everybody else. He's in the middle of his Shmon Esrei. Even so, they say that you can be Messiah, this one person who's in the middle of davening. So the obvious question is, what's going on over here? We said before that according to Rabbi Otam and Echanami, 9 plus 1 who is not really shy after the minyan is good. So what's the difference to a cotton or somebody else is diving? That's very understandable. The person is in the middle of his shmoneh esrei, he's not paying attention to us. He's not worse than a cotton who's a baby. But we don't pass him that way. So sorry about that. So if we don't pass him that way, so how could he be mitzvahed? So he says, Achidish, he says that which we don't pass him that way is not because we hold that in order to have an Ekdashim Tachan in Israel, you have to have 10 people focused. In other words, there'll be room for discussion. Why do we disagree with Rabbi Shu ben Levi when he says a cotton can't be one of the 10? So there's one of two ways of explaining it. One way of explaining it is that you need two people to be part of this Inyan. If I'm saying Kaddish, they all have to be focused on Kaddish. Chazos HaShatz, they all have to be focused on Chazos HaShatz. And the male, if that's the reason why we're choylik on that opinion, then obviously, if one guy's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, it won't help. He has to be focused on the Kaddish and Kedusha now. But there's another way, and this is what the Agos Maimon says, the Maram says. He says, the reason why we hold that cotton's not good is because we hold that since he's not mechuyav the mitzvahs, he's not part of that situation that Kodesh Bo was mashrish shchina on a tzibur. He can't be part of a tzibur. A tzibur means 10 people that are mechuyav the mitzvahs. But inasmuch as Rabbi Shimon ben Levi held that one of them doesn't have to be involved in what's going on, like the baby, at that point we don't disagree with him. We hold that 9 plus 1 works. But it has to be one that suffices for creating a situation that we have nikdashti. And Igdashni means, according to the Halacha, not Katana, that not Mechuyav Mitzvah, but a Gadol that is Mechuyav Mitzvah, even though he's not involved. And based on that, Agadol Maimis paskens that it's enough to have 9, and if one is still in the middle of davening Shemoneh Esrei, he can't be Mitztaref. And Lamais and Simon Nun Hei in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought down the Halacha, that if you have 9 plus 1, even though that person is still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, you can start the Kaddish. So that is one halacha which we have today. I will continue much more, Mitzvah Hashem, next time. Just as far as Chazos HaShatz, since we were learning halacha, we should not remain with a wrong halacha. Chazos HaShatz is a little more complicated because this is Simon Nun Hei. And Simon Kuf Chov Dalid, over here, talking about halachas of Chazos HaShatz, and there the Mechaber brings a rush that the rush holds that if you don't have 10 people involved in the Chazos HaShatz, in other words, the Chazan plus 9 others, then it's called Leah's Brachel of Atola. So it's a Chiddush. The two Psakim seem to be contradictory. And Simon and Hei said it's enough to have 9 and one person until Dami Shemoneh Esrei. Whereas in halachas of Chazos HaShatz, he seems to be more machmir. He says you have to have 10 people involved in the Shemoneh Esrei. It's not enough to have 9 and one still down in Shemoneh Esrei. There's a whole big discussion in the Poskim about this, which me and next time we'll talk about a little more about Rishus, but the mice like this. For Kaddish, Lachatchila, if you have 9 people that finished, even though one person still in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Lachatchila could start the Kaddish. As far as Chazos HaShatz, that's a whole big discussion whether one can or not because of this rush that's brought later on. The mice, Lachatchila, one should try to wait for a situation of 10 people. If, like I'm saying today, sometimes we have these short, small minyanim, and one person taking a very long time, then the Mechanam is what to rely on, and one can start the Shemoneh Esrei with only 9 people. And, we will continue more next time. Shakaya!